3. Die Nazi-Zeit. It was early springtime, 1933, in the Black Forest Valley, and a mantle of snow still collared the mountains. In Freiburg, fragrant March violets crept on schedule out of the earth, and cone-shaped blossoms of pink and cream dressed the chestnut trees. But even in this university town, in the balmiest corner of Germany, the simple joys of awakening spring would soon be eclipsed by a thunderous new political storm. This was the start of the Nazi-Zeit, the Nazi time, as Germans now refer to the period, as if it arose like any other natural season. On March 31, Sigmar was stunned to discover himself immediately and directly affected by a headline that blasted across the top of Baden's Nazi Party newspaper, Der Alemanne, trumpeting a war against Germany's Jews as well as a boycott of all Jewish-owned firms. Achtung! Boycott, it read, naming scores of Freiburg businesses that Germans were exhorted to shun, beginning the following morning by order of Joseph Goebbels, Hitler's Reichsminister and head of popular enlightenment and propaganda, himself a former Freiburg student. The list included the Gebrüder Günzburger. Jews want to destroy Germany, the newspaper warned, announcing the nationwide boycott with a barrage of exclamation points. In the future, no German should buy from the Jews. Printed in Fraktur, the Gothic font widely used by the Nazis until they abruptly banned it in 1941 when Hitler deemed it outmoded, the paper urged the citizenry to rally that evening at 8:15 at the Münsterplatz, the splendid square of the city's cathedral. Here at the market set up around the cathedral each morning,